10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Modo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Modo is U.S. owned and operated. Modo, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Modo.us.
Modo Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Law enforcement now asking the community to identify barns that BTK might have actually used for some of his crimes, whether they're standing anymore or not. He drew a bunch of pictures that are now finally coming to light in great detail about some of these locations where he may have committed crimes that he's never admitted to. With that, many trophy items also coming to light. We're seeing pictures of him or drawings that he's made in these barns with these victims. The fact that he hasn't come out yet and said that he's responsible for some of these, but some of these are simply his fantasies, how legit is that? I mean, is this something where these were simply his fantasies that he never played out? Or is this still part of the game where we're getting so damn detailed in the graphics that he's created and the stories that he said and connecting it with his journal entries? I mean, it really does seem to be leading to legitimate crimes, not just fantasies.
Yeah, I agree. This is a guy that had and probably still has such an incredibly active fantasy life all around sadism against women. And those drawings of girls bound in barns are absolutely horrifying. Along with the Polaroid photos of him posing, taking photos of himself, wearing items from his victims, some of the photos taken in churches and reenacting the murders. I mean, this guy, the fantasy amount of time he spent in sadistic fantasies was tremendous. So it's really, I think, quite reasonable to suspect that he was active using barns in some way. This was clearly a big part of his fantasy life. Yeah. And why does he play this, you know, always the cat and mouse game with, I'm going to give you bits of pieces in, of information, but I'm giving a lot of it in code, or I'm giving it in drawings, or, you know, catch me if you can, try to figure all this out. Yeah, it would be my guess that there were actual murders in barns, whether bodies are buried there or bodies ended up somewhere else. Who knows?
Yeah. The trophy items that we know that he had been using and actually dressing up in, I'm not familiar with people that, you know, get into things like this in any way, especially a serial killer. But how common is it for people who commit crimes like this to literally go and dress themselves in their victims' clothing to try and relive the fantasies? I mean, some of these were just straight out of a horror movie. And some of them, I'm wondering, how did you even get yourself into that position to get out of that position without somebody assisting you?
Yeah, this is so bizarre. And the real bizarre aspect to it is that then he would go to church and appear normal, you know, or yeah, go to work and appear normal and appear to be a loving father to his kids most of the time. I mean, it really is strange. And I can't say I've heard of another case like this. That doesn't mean there aren't some that, you know, I don't know everything here, but it's just really strange. And it shows the extent of his compartmentalization and the extent of this vivid fantasy life that he lived. It just makes you cringe. It makes your skin crawl to look at those photos. It's just horrible.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now.
now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
Or the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.